Queen Jean, your Sunday musical supervisor for the G-Lou Oldie Lowrider Show. Come and take that ride with the G-Lou Tribe. Feel the chill. Vibe. Also, I wanted to thank G-Lou for the opportunity and platform that has been given to many of us. May the Most High continue to bless the show with longevity. Let's roll.
Well, let's roll then. Welcome to the G-Lou Show, OG Sundays. Fabulous Lowrider Oldies on a Sunday night, the 18th of February, Black History Month. And we give a love tonight. Shout out to everyone tuned in, wherever you are tuned in, if you're online, if you're on the line, wherever you are all around the world, men, women, boys, and girls, you are now tuned in to the number one show on Sunday nights where they are doing it at. OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Oldies for all the homies and all the home girls. I am G Lou. I'll be joined by Queen Jean in 1 second. Marcy, cousin Marcy's off tonight. Shout out to OG Hanks, to the gangster out there in the land too. Before we start, I want to give a shout out again to everyone tuned in, all of our continued supporters going on 11 years strong, and it don't stop. Much love and respect. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan and the Kwan Glomerant. 93.3 Tweed FM Ism every Thursday night. The After Six Cruise Mix goes down. Makes you tune in to the homie Tweed. You dig? I co-host with the homie, so make sure you tune in Thursday nights. After Six Cruise Mix. Also, DD Harrison, author, publisher, producer, makes you check out her books on Amazon. DD Harrison. Also, The Patio Politics. The Patio Politics on YouTube. That's the Writers for Life family. Make sure you go over there and check out their channel. They got new episodes every week where they speak on real politics, love, shit, just all type of shit. Make sure you tune in to them, The Patio Politics on YouTube. Make sure you tell them G-Lou sent you. And make sure you check out our YouTube channel, The G-Lou Show YouTube channel. New content going up all the time. We got shows Tuesdays. What is it? Changing the Game with DeAndre Chanel. This Tuesday night, we have the legendary Norman Carter. From the Delphonics. So make sure you check that out Tuesday night. Also Monday nights we got Let's Talk About It with my homeboy Big D. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night for that. We're going to talk about some educational things, you know what I mean, teaching the youth about financial literacy, you know what I mean, because they didn't teach us that we were coming up in high school and all that. So tune in tomorrow night. Also what else we got? Friday nights we interview on every Friday night. So make sure you check out Friday night interviews. Saturday Hookah Lounge and Sunday Oldies Rule Forever right after this show, 9:30 p.m. Pacific. Tune in, okay? With that being said, let me bring in the queen herself, OG Queen Jean, because you know she's more than a woman. What up, Queen Jean?
Oh, my goodness. Good evening, King G. Lou the Great.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking.
So I wanted to say, when I put up my flyer and I put the amazing producer himself, I'm not just putting it on there just to make a statement. I'm putting it on there because that's the truth.
Oh,
now,
wow.
You just heard King say everything that he got going on. You heard the days of the week. Ain't nobody back there producing that but King, right?
So, yes, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, it's like, that's why you're 11 years strong, because you have a passion for what you're doing. You love it. You love the people. You love the vibe that you feel when you're doing these things on these shows. And salute to your dad for even introducing you to the game of broadcasting.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Rest in peace.
So, yeah. You know, when you start naming everything you do on the days of the week, and I was like, see, that's what makes him amazing, an amazing producer. So, yeah,
wow.
Salute.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you. Thank you for those kind words. I really appreciate it, because I really, you know, like you said, I really do, you know, put a lot into it. Like, you know, it's a lot, but I love to do it, you know, too. So it's a lot, but I love to do it. And like you say, I ain't getting too much out of it. Not that, but I mean, game, but that's coming. You know what I mean? I'm not worried about that. It's the love that I do it for. That's what just keeps me pushing, even with the doing the music. You know what I mean? On the side, you know, doing my music and all that. It's just a passion that I have, you know. So, you know, God gave me this, so I'm going to utilize it, you know, regardless. You know what I'm saying? So thank you for those words, because I appreciate it, really.
You're very welcome. Bob Marley's son said that Bob Marley didn't care about the fame. He just loved making the people feel good. He didn't care how many people did know about his music or didn't know about. He cared about the ones who knew about it, but he wasn't in it for the to be a star. He was just doing what he loved.
Right.
So same scenario with you.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyway,
I gotta watch that movie too. Did you get it? You heard anything? Well, I know you said you heard about
it. The documentary is on Prime. That's where you can find the documentary. On Prime, and I haven't heard any more reviews on the show other than, you know, I'm seeing a lot of more, because I follow the Marleys on my IG page, so I'm seeing a lot of more advertisement. I'm seeing a lot more of them. They're not advertising, just a lot more of them since the movie's been out. So, but the documentary is going to be off the chain, because you're going to learn so much about them and their and the culture, you know. So.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, happy Sunday to everyone. Yes, cousin. Go ahead, King.
No, I was just saying, yeah, I can't wait to watch it. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, yeah. Salute. Happy birthday to Kiara. This is her pre-birthday days.
Okay.
She got a birthday coming up on the
20th. That was her changing
the
tires
too. That's the oldest
one.
No, that was Cameron.
That was the other
That's
one.
The middle
yeah, yeah,
one.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that was Cameron. They learning, right? I was like, that's right.
That's right. That's dope. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, so they're out celebrating the birthday for Kiara. So happy birthday, Kiara.
Happy birthday, Kiki.
Yes, so y'all enjoy yourselves.
Happy birthday, girl.
And, keep it cute. But do what you do.
That's right. Much love to them. For sure.
Absolutely.
Yep. So what else going on, Queen?
Not much more. Not a whole lot. You know, not a whole lot. Yeah.
Okay.
I did ask for prayer for one of my friends. Man, it's just, it's a reminder to be grateful for being able to be alive and healthy and don't have to worry about a lot of, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He's 54 years old. He had cancer. He had beat it, and then it came back, but it came back in his brain. So he's on hospice now, and that hurt me.
Oh, wow.
Me when I heard about it. You know what I'm saying? It hit me.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, man. Like, you know, so anyway. Just if everybody can lift him up in prayer, you know, I would surely appreciate it, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, 54, you know. Yeah, it just hit me in my gut. It was like the batarang. Boom.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Wow.
So just stay healthy, everybody, you know. Get your checkups. Anything that's aching, don't just pacify it. Get it checked out. Because little things lead to big, gigantic things.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Very true.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. We'll keep them in prayer, y'all.
Kiara
everybody,
said
keep
thank
everyone
you.
In prayer. Okay. She's listening. Shout out to you, Kiara.
Yeah.
Yeah, yay. Happy birthday, girl. Celebrate it. Joy. You know what I mean? You only get this birthday once. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This one right here where you'll be, I don't know your age, but you only get this one once. So enjoy it. You know what I mean? Do it to the fullest. Salute to y'all.
To the fullest. Like more bounce to the ounce, baby.
Oh, biz ounce. Biz ounce.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Queen, let's take a ride.
Let's ride.
Yeah. OG Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Let's go soft and easy with it.
Let's go.
together.
It's your girl Candace. You're listening to the G Lou Show, OG Sundays on Block Talk Radio. Lowrider oldies for all the OGs.
Been away? Oh, I see.
Well, I just got back in town myself. You know, there's something been on my mind for a long time, but I couldn't tell anybody, because they would have thought I wasn't wrapped too tight. Well, look here. If you got a minute, let me tell you a little story about what I finally realized after the hurt and pain was gone and the tears were gone from my eyes.
Since you left, life don't mean a thing. I see the moon, I see the sunrise, but there's nothing in between. Sorry is the word, oh, but fool is what I really mean. Cause when I touch you, girl, I touch the queen. I touch the dream. Yes, I do. Oh, I touched a dream. All I do is dream of fantasies, secret thoughts of love, secrets of you and me. And when we made love, someone unreal would have to take your place. For without your love, my life is such a waste. I feel so bad because once the dream was so real, and pride won't let me hide the way it feels to touch a dream. Stranger.
Sounds of the mighty, mighty Dells off the Queen Jean playlist. Check this out right here. Let me do this next one right here for a very, very special girl. It is her birthday today. Today, the lovely Miss Kiki Kiera. This for you, girl, right here. Gabans. oops upside your head. Let's party, y'all. OG Sunday, where they doing it at? Let's go.
Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
I'm back at you again.
Upside your head.
Radio station is
WDAP. Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
Now on all you gappers and you finger snappers, you toe tappers, and you love lappers, I want y'all to say this with me.
Say
on it.
G Lou, bless the family. Your boy OG Wingy, let down, get the good word out of that south. Posted on OG Sunday with that nigga Hank to the game, to a great flossy floss in that damn pool of leaf. No room for keeping shit popping. On the real.
Hi. 69 from ATL, listen to the G-Lu Show. OG Sunday, Block Talk Radio, G-Lu, claim me something.
at the bridge is on this side of the border.
Give me some of that.
Won't y'all come on over here with us? You wanna walk the water? And if you ever should see a skunk shake his rump, tell him to come on over here for some,
make funk in the dump, baby.
Now we got this dish that will set you free. All you got to do is, take a closer walk with me. And we got this bang that's full of magic tricks. So come feel if you will the magic of the Dookie Stick.
Hey, what's the play for you?
Play, Baba. Feel a thrill.
I got this magic wand that's guaranteed to make you come to me, baby. Set yourself free. My magic wand can do almost anything. Spitting fire, make it rain. But most of all, it can make you spread your wings and fly away.
Thank you.
this magic wand possesses. Let us all confess that we have seen what we do not believe in.
What you gonna do now, Ndugu?
Oh, but tell me about Eve. Eve, who is Eve? Sheila.
She got dropped off.
Like a dream, she talks to me in the night. Every night I pray for someone like you in my life. Someone who could come and take me away just like a flight. Baby, I've been looking your way like the whole night. It's been taking everything in me not to read you your rights. I've been reading the signs you've been giving, hope I read them right. Hoping one day I can find a lady I need in my life. Like Mike, but I need a certain type. Someone I can really live with and trust with shit in my life, huh? This ain't the life of the rich and famous. It's more like the life of just entertainment with pretty women and gangsters. All the beautiful ladies, I like to thank you for being that inspiration in my life like an angel. I never put your life in danger. Only thing I wanna put you in is Armani designer framing. Baby girl, come and step inside my world. I got everything I need except you, cause we the plural. This is my referral for love and happiness. The love I'm trying to get the lady in my life again. So if you feeling that, baby, you feeling me. From 2022 to 2023, I'll be the G and boo, you can be like my wife. Better yet, you can be the lady that I need in my life. Baby, that's what you is. But I'm trying to turn you into my wife to make it a fish. I got the gift of gab, or is it just a gift? I'm a legend in this love game, baby, just like a myth. I smoke a spliff and just chill and relax. Love on my mind, cause curiosity always kills the cat, huh? I'm like the Max, so rest in peace to Mr. Julian. But long live the legend of G-Lou, it's true again. Like Grand Nubian, baby, yeah, we make them slow down. I'm a mainstream nigga, but I'm still underground. This is how it's supposed to sound when you be hearing it. A lot of dudes talk this G shit, but we lived it. So now I just politic with my wife, trying to make you the lady that I lead in my life. So now I just politic to solidify my wife, hoping one day you can be the lady I need in my life.
OG Sundays.
Memories.
The G-Lou Show, OG Sundays, Fabulous Slow Rider Oldies with Miss Queen Jean. Queen, you still hanging with me? You still riding?
That's a cold
song.
That's
a cold song right there, man. Like,
memories.
That's the Temptations, y'all. For those who don't know, that's a cold song. Like, you're jamming over there. I feel like
I told you
how everyone is listening feel, you know, just putting us in a zone, a vibe. I love it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We got Maniac with us, too. DJ Maniac riding with us.
DJ Maniac. What's going on with you?
Nothing much. How y'all living?
We living swell, homie.
Good.
How you doing, bro?
Good, too.
Mm-hmm. I've been hanging in there.
Hanging like snot.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, I guess.
That's hanging.
He said, I don't know, man.
You had to think about that, huh?
I
guess so. I feel you. It's like, it's like, how do I really feel? Shit.
Man.
I feel you. Like, am I hanging like snot? Am I hanging like something else? Something going on, but I'm hanging.
As long as you hanging, though, that's all that matters. You feel me? As long as you hanging in there. Like Queen said, we made the roll call today, so that's all that matters.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that song that just played reminds you of that.
Yeah,
memories.
That part.
Well, it's good to have you on the show.
Thank you. Always.
All right.
The legend, DJ Maniac, y'all out of Philadelphia. You dig?
Oh, yeah. I know what I wanted to say. That song you was playing, that your song, what was that, Ladies Night?
Oh, That Lady in My Life. You like that one, Queen?
That Lady in I love that one. The sample you use, like,
That's DJ Maniac right there. That's DJ Maniac on the beat.
Look at you, DJ Maniac.
Remember that one, Maniac?
Yeah,
you got a video to that song.
Yeah, you in that video, too. I think you got a little cameo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sure is a song. Little cameo.
Yeah,
see?
Got a little cameo in there. Queen Jean.
yeah,
you
y'all
did
better
that,
go,
Maniac. That's on the Soul of the Streets, I think. What's that one on, Maniac?
Soul of the Streets,
Yeah, part one.
Yeah, y'all did that. That's nice. Okay. So listen, if you guys don't have any of G Lou's music, it's streaming on all platforms. You really should go. I mean, don't just stream one. Stream every one that comes up under G Lou, because they all are amazing. Yeah.
That part.
Some you heard and some
know,
you haven't heard.
You know. Yeah, we got like 24 projects, man. Like 7 or 8 produced by Maniac. So you know what I mean? It's like, go dig in the library, in the files, the G Lou files. Latest project we got out right now.
Check it out. Yeah.
And if you don't,
G Lou is
and if they don't remember,
us, y'all, he got some good music.
Yeah, we are. We doing it, Queen. And if they don't remember, we'll send them a forget me not, okay? Let's go.
Right.
OG Sundays, y'all. What are you doing today? We'll be right back.
Hey, man, all I want to do is say hello to the world, man. Y'all tune in every Sunday to the G-Lou Show, and you get your real, raw, and uncut, you know, conversations, you know, debates, you know what I'm saying, the answers, solutions, you know what I'm saying. You don't get no problems coming on this show here, man. You know what I want to say to everybody in the world? It's cold outside, like what you said, man, but it's a cold world we live in, you know what I'm saying, like we always have said. But, man, let's keep it warm. Let's keep it good heart. Let's get humble. Let's start doing things we used to do today, man. Let's make the presence and all my past, man. All this is a memory, you know what I'm saying? The memories do last today. Today we want to live each and every day the same way we did yesterday. Today, man, all I want to say is peace, love, and the words of God could need us. We got a soul.
Beautiful, don't you agree? But check this out if you do.
Two people just meeting, barely touching each other.
playing the best mix of smooth R&B, oldies, soul, and funk. Blog Talk Radio's number one Sunday night program, The G-Lou Show, presents OG Sunday's fabulous lowrider oldies. Broadcasting live online every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. Call 914-803-4001 with your request. The G-Lou Show OG Sundays thanks to sponsors BTP Media, 93.2 FM, DD Harrison, and One World Magazine. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider ODs. Here's your host, G-Lou, in 5, 4, 3, 2,
1. And we back on Sundays, the Fabulous Lowrider Oldies Show. You know where they doing it at. And Queen Jean, we got somebody who just pulled up, some family.
Oh, let's check it out. Hey, fam.
Man, y'all know what it is, man. What's cracking with it, Gino? What's happening, baby?
Thanks to the motherfucking gangster. What up, love?
Man, shit, it is what it is, man. I just checked in, man. I wanted to check in. Let me turn my motherfucking TV down, man. I be really wanting to check in, but I'm going to tell y'all the truth, man. You know I'll be 60 years old May this year, right?
Ooh. Right,
and so
right.
Pete Game checked the play. Now, I stood up here. I said, look, man, I'm going to get on this motherfucking show tonight. And before I know it, nigga, I promise you.
You out of there.
I promise you. I'm out of there, nigga. I'll be going on, nigga. I'll be going. Now,
drinking that wine, dude. Drinking that good wine over there.
I sip on that wine and I pull on me a couple of them things. You know how I do.
Right.
And before I know
right.
it, I'll be snoring in that motherfucking recliner. But I'm going to tell you this, man. I remember, let me tell you this. I'm just going to say this because I love you. Queen Jean, I love you, Queen Jean. You know you my inspirational leader. And you got to keep on doing what you're doing. Cousin Marcy, you know you my motherfucker. I just heard some shit I never heard before. With the you sounded like a jazz artist, one of them jazz on the jazz show. They had the whatever announcer for the jazz show. You were like, on the G-Lou show at 92.3 FM. I was like, this nigga Cousin Marcy told him, but Cousin Marcy told, man, keep doing your thing. I'm proud of you. But you know, man, I'm just gonna say this, man. Back in the day, you remember how we used to hang out? We'd call motherfuckers, be like, nigga, where you at? All y'all niggas hanging out? Nigga, I'm on
right.
my way. I'll be over there. You know, next weekend, nigga,
right.
where y'all at? Y'all hanging out? Nigga, I'm on my way over there. Now, me and my wife, nigga, probably around like 6 or 6:30. Nigga, we just shit it, showered, drank, ate, had dinner, and we in our pajamas. And if a motherfucker knock on our door about 6:30, you're like, man, who in the fuck? Who in the fuck is that? who would knock on a nigga door at this time of night? Shit, it's 6:30,
right.
man. That's disrespectful. And don't let somebody call on the phone like by 7:30. Nigga be like, man, who in the fuck would call a nigga at this time of night? So I'm just saying, man, I love y'all, man. I promise you, I'll be out. But tonight, I said, I'm going to stay up because wasn't nothing on. Nigga, wasn't nothing on to keep me up.
You see that game? Know what you think about that game?
That All-Star game, that was some bullshit, man. I don't think it scored 200 points. It was, it was just like us playing how we play out when we play on the court.
Right,
niggas
right.
don't play no defense. You know what I'm saying? Niggas
right,
just
right,
shooting the
right.
ball. So it is what it is. And that's really what basketball is. It ain't really no, that's all it is. It's going up and down the court shooting. So it was cool, man. I like that they were scoring a lot because it's kind of at least a little exciting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, yeah. That boy Damon Lillard, boy, he went off, though.
Man, that nigga's off the chain. That nigga didn't even get on the other side of the court. He said, fuck it, I'm going to shoot from the
that
other
nigga,
side.
He was shooting from the
chair
from half court.
What?
I was like, wow.
On the other side. He didn't pass the line. That nigga shot from the other side of that.
Yeah.
I said, that nigga cold. That nigga cold, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, he reminded me of you. In this radio shit, how you are with the radio shit, you'll never miss, nigga. You'll never miss. I don't know how you got Queen Jean. I don't know where Cousin Marcy came from, but you don't never miss. And you hit all the time. When I heard the Cousin Marcy, the interlude where she was saying the G-Lou show, 5, 4,
right.
3, 2, and then you came on 1. It's me, nigga. You know, I said, this nigga here. These niggas here.
You're a fool.
These niggas. Hey, hey, I remember you had me and Flossy doing that shit at one time. It was gang shit, nigga. Big G Lucho. Gang rap, rap on the phone. Now you got Cousin Marcy on. It's a G Lu show. 92.3 FM on your tiny little dial. Like this nigga here.
He don't miss, man.
G Lu be pulling us in, right?
Yeah. That's what he's doing, man.
It's beautiful.
Hey, man, I got a show March 7th. March 7th down at Mulaney's Bar. Yeah, March 7th, Mulaney's Bar and Grill, some kind of Irish bar. It's the Roy Anthony Show, but I'm the host of the show. I'll be getting all the comedians and shit, man. So March 7th is the first night, and then I got all my folks on the 14th. So March 7th is going to be Roger Rod, Slinky Johnson, Roy Anthony, and Lil Rob. That's going to be the first night. And then not my show, but the next night where these are my folks, the niggas who got us here, because these was the niggas who was at the other spot that got us to where we at now. You know what I mean? These niggas was here.
So you ain't doing the other one no more on Thursdays?
No, we ain't over there no more. We had another spot on Thursday at Mulaney's on March 7th. So on the 14th, it's going to be me. I got me, Melrose, Black Rosebud, and Marty McFly, and then Roy Anthony, man. We're going to be on that motherfucker. We're going to get down, man. That's the first two nights.
Marty McFly, I like that.
That's my nigga, man. That nigga so stupid, man. That's my nigga, man. So, hey, man.
Melrose, that's my boy. That's the barber dude, right? He funny.
That's the barber dude. I'm going to tell you, that nigga told a joke one time. He said he had moved into a neighborhood, you know, where they had the, what's the motherfuckers that be doing watching the neighborhood watch.
Right.
So he
right.
moved into the neighborhood. They had a lot of white people. You know, he had moved up in the neighborhood, moved up and shit. So they had the neighborhood watch. He was part of the neighborhood watch and shit. So he was at home. Man. He was moving in and out, moving some shit in and out. And the white lady called his phone. She said, Mr. Melrose. He said, yes. He said, it's a black guy in your garage moving your stuff in and out. He said, he said, got on a red shirt and black pants and a white hat. He said, bitch, that's me, bitch.
You a fool.
Bitch, that's me. I'm not robbing my mother. He was like, he's a black guy robbing your own house. He said, bitch, that's me. That shit was funny to me, man. That was hilarious to me, man. That was a funny-ass joke.
Hey, he a fool. I like him, man. He funny. He got me with the... with the behind the ear joke, he had me after that, man.
The athlete's ear.
I said, that
shit was hilarious to me too. I started feeling behind my ears because you know that shit
my shit too. Me too.
Man, that shit.
I had to do a check. Like damn. That shit be real though. That shit be real though, Hank.
That's real shit, man. I'd have been behind a couple of bras' ears that wasn't right. I'm like, oh shit, wait a minute. Bitch, wait a minute.
And you know that same thing applies for your navel.
Yeah.
It applies for your navel too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So man,
navel
listen,
check.
I learned that
navel
shit
check.
Early. I learned that shit early in the game. My daddy taught me about that. You're like, nigga, watch behind your ear. Watch the ass and watch the navel. That's what my dad used to say. Watch behind your ear, watch the ass and watch the navel. I'm like, nigga, I'm going to watch behind my ears. I know that. I know what the fuck I am going to do. So. Man, but that shit was hilarious, man. Hey, so y'all fuck with us, man. The Roy Anthony Show, hosted by Big Hank, March 7th, 8 o'clock. The door is going to open at 6:30, maybe 7:30. I'm going to say 7:30, 7 o'clock. And the show started at 8:30, man. Y'all come on down, man. Mulaney's Bar and Grill, the big Irish bar, some shit like that, man.
Yeah, there it is, y'all. You know, we'll keep them updated, Hank. We'll keep them updated. Yeah, you know I mean, y'all got about 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks.
I'm going to come fuck with y'all next Sunday if I don't fall the fuck out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And on the flip side, Big Bro, tell them where they can check you. Tell them where they can check you out on Wednesday.
Come on, sis.
Facebook,
listen.
On the flip side, to see a different side of Deacon
Hank. Let me tell you something, sis. Today, I talked Sunday school today at church, okay?
Oh,
and,
oh wow.
And
great.
Listen,
okay.
Listen to
okay.
Me.
Okay. Hey, to the gangster. Hey, to the gangster.
Listen, man, it was on Faith in Times of Trouble on the Daniel story when they threw him in the lion's den and everybody was tripping on him, but they ganged up on him, right? They ganged up on him. And they really, what they really did was set up the, they set up the king up because the king had to sign it. And the king, when he first, when he signed what he did, he like, and he looked at it like, oh, man, how did, you know, you ever did something you knew you shouldn't have did? But they had set him up. And anyway, man, so I taught the lesson. And so that's all the church was talking about today. I told my, my wife said, she came to me, she said, my wife said, she, they came, about two or three people came to her and said, man, your husband taught that lesson like a champ. And one of the pastors was like, man, I'm gonna go. He said, man, I'm ready to go play some football, Hank. You just set me off. He was like, he was fired up. So everybody's kind of fired up. I love teaching, man. You know, I love telling stories. That's my thing.
Yeah. Even when I tell my jokes,
my jokes ain't really jokes. They stories about jokes. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or how to get them,
right.
You know, funny. They funny
right.
stories. So,
right.
But I'm a story.
The kids,
I'm a
the youngsters were feeling you, Hank. They were feeling you.
Come
in
on,
there,
man.
The youngsters.
Come on, man. And so look, so I'm starting to feel myself. I almost want to go to him and say, man, let me get next week too. But I ain't gonna go like that. I'm just gonna
there you
get
go.
Up, let him assign
hey,
me where
that
I
might
need
be
to
it.
Sign
that
me.
Might be a calling. Because I think
man,
I think that might be starting Sunday. Because I think in the end, in the finish line, you're gonna be up there on the podium, man. On the
man,
pew,
stop.
I believe that, bro.
Stop, man. Don't
I
say
that,
man.
Homie.
Come on, man. Don't do me like that. That's too much pressure for a brother. I can't handle all that. But
yeah,
I will say
you
this.
You're already
thank
on the podium. You're already
you,
on the podium. Yes.
Thank you, Queen
yeah,
Jean.
You
can
are.
Catch me every Wednesday at noon on Wednesday in the Word at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church. We on Facebook and we on, I want to say, YouTube, too. But I know we on Facebook.
You got to send me that link. Queen.
St. Luke Holy, I will send it
okay.
to you. St. Luke Holy Baptist Church.
I be slipping on the book. I don't be on the book. So you got to send me that link.
Every Wednesday at 12 o'clock, I'm going to send you a couple of them. I got a couple of them
okay.
we already did. Queen Jean be on it. She know. And we talking about the word and what my pastor said. I'm going to tell you what my pastor said. My pastor said, Hank, I got every people can teach. I got some people that can teach. He said, but you make it relevant. You make it like it's for today. And so that's
right.
what I said. So I said, well, I'm just going to keep on doing what I'm doing. You know what I mean? I ain't going to try to change it up.
Right.
And he said, what you do is you make it relevant to people now. And so I'm like, man, you a cold. My pastor cold. He'll fire you
wow.
up. He'll make you run through the wall. Go on, run through that wall right there. Like, boom. Shit. Then I get to it.
Yeah, but, but you know what it is? What it is that you just talk. You know what I'm saying? You're not animated about it. You just talk like, you know, like you're having a conversation with, you know, you speak it in a real way, a way, but you know how some people can't read some of the Bible because there's too many these and thous. And you give the plain English. And that's what people like myself, I got to hear it that way. That's the only way I can retain it. I can't retain the thee and the thous. I just can't.
Right.
But
that's
I can retain. Yeah, so.
That's
what makes it interesting for the people, what your pastor was saying. Now, one more thing. Can you let the people know about the man that blessed Monday breakfast?
Come on, stop it, man. Listen. Okay, so this is what happened, man. I do the free every Monday, okay? All the homeless, they be there. Gang there before I be there. When I get there, they be like, man, what time do they think they come? I'm like, man, you probably got about 20, 30 minutes. So it'd be about 6-7 homeless cats always sitting out there. So when my pastor pull up, it'd be usually be him and his daughter. They pull up with boxes in the truck, and it'd be full of, and all the homeless cats help us pull it out the truck. So while they help us pull out the truck, my pastor started saying, man, you know what, man, these dudes out here helping us out. I'm gonna start making breakfast for them. So we started having a Monday morning breakfast. And look, what he did was, I'm going to tell you what he did. He showed them Jesus in him. You know what I mean? Because Jesus, you remember when they came off the boat and Jesus over there fixing the
mm-hmm.
fish for him? You're like, who is that over there?
Right.
He's fixing us breakfast.
Multiplied it.
Bingo. And so my pastor just showing him Jesus without the Bible. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to show Jesus. because I know y'all not reading the Bible, but I'm going to just show y'all Jesus without the Bible. My pastor cold, man. He's a cold dude. Even
that's
when Queen
cold,
Jean came
that's a cold
to,
world.
When Queen Jean came to the church, she like, man, I feel this church. I feel y'all up here, man, because it ain't super crowded. It ain't no 300 people in there. It's about 50 people, 50, 60 people, and we up in there, and we the Holy Spirit be up in there with us, man. You hear me?
That's beautiful.
It's very quaint.
Beautiful.
It's very quaint and genuine and home.
Yeah.
You can feel it.
Home.
If
you
I was
feel
still
like
in California,
home,
still living in Long Beach,
if you ain't
that
got no suit on,
because
you know when I come, sometimes I don't pack a suit. Can I just pull up with some nice attire?
You're going to sit you right in front. We'll sit you right in the front.
That's
pull
right.
Up on you.
Right
pull
in front.
Up on you.
Come on, man. Please do, man. Come on. And listen, man, I just want to tell y'all, listen, keep living life like God is watching because he is. Now, y'all see what's going on. Now, y'all, I know y'all watching the news. Mm-hmm. You got all the wars over there in Israel, all the, you know what I mean, Iraq, Iran.
Right.
All that's in the Bible, man. All that's in the Bible at the end time. We at
Revelation.
The end time, y'all getting to see it right now. Me, you, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, we seeing the beginnings of it. You understand what I'm saying? And we ain't going nowhere right now. We're going to see it 30, 40 more years of it. And there ain't going to be no whole lot more time of that. After that, man. So I just want y'all to know we at the end of times. Get your stuff together, man. I usually say get your SHIT stuff together, but I'm trying to get myself right. So get your stuff together and get right with God now because it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late, man.
That's a fact.
Yes, sir.
That's a fact. Hank,
if you need
with the
Shell
word
Bow.
With the word. Hank, with the word tonight, baby.
I love y'all.
I love you.
Hey,
man, you that dude,
man.
Big Hanks of the game. Y'all live.
Y'all my family. Y'all my family, man. I can come on here and be me. I don't got to fake and funk like I'm somebody else. Y'all my family, man. I love you, dude. I love you, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy. You my motherfucker. Y'all my motherfuckers, man, for real.
It's a beautiful thing, y'all.
Love.
It's a beautiful
I love
thing.
That fish tank, too. Oh, yeah.
I got two of them, Queen. I got two of them. The 60-gallon got the babies in it with the green terror, sitting with the babies over there. And then my other tank, the 100-gallon tank, that's the 4-yard. Them motherfuckers. I just came in today. I came in today, and my crayfish had something in
the
mouth.
4-yard, do you?
Yeah, I said, what is that in his mouth? That motherfucker had my catfish in his mouth. He was killing it. My wife said, what the fuck is going on? And everybody was still snatching. Nigga, it was like a catfish dinner in that motherfucker. Everybody was trying to eat that motherfucker. I was like, God, that's the foyard over there, man. They don't play over there, God. You get caught slipping over there, you're going to get your ass tore up.
Wow.
They don't play over there. I got number killers over there. Red Devils, Green Terror Cichlids, Manganese, ain't number killers. And I got crabs and I got crayfish over there, nigga. You'll get your whole head chopped off. It's limbs and shit out. It's limbs and shit on the bottom of that motherfucker. Limbs where motherfuckers got their whole limb cut off for fucking around in the bottom of that motherfucker. It's cold. My motherfucker tank is cold.
Play it over there.
I ain't playing, and I love it. I roll me a blunt, give me a glass of wine, and sit there and watch that motherfucker about 2 hours like it's a TV show.
So you know what, big?
You cold, nigga.
Big bro, I used to have a big fish tank too, but I had piranhas in mine.
No, see
we used to buy water dog fish. They call water dog fish.
Yeah.
And we used to just throw them in there, and it was like I was doing the same thing you was doing, having my smoke and some wine or whatever, and just sitting up there like, damn, look at that.
Watch.
Look at that homicide going down right there.
My wife bought me my tank, and she never had a fish tank before. She bought me the 60-gallon tank, and I said, baby, that's too small for me. I'm a 100-gallon tank, nigga. I really get 150, 180 gallons. So I went and got my 100-gallon tank. Nigga, she be sitting in front of that motherfucker more than me, and I don't even got to watch the tank. I could just hear her. She said, baby, he's going around the corner. Watch out. Oh, don't go over there. He go get her. Oh, so she like a nanny. I don't even got to be in there watching. I could just hear her saying this shit.
Oh,
so she loved the tank more than me. So we found something that we love together. Oh, this is crazy. It's crazy. So we don't need nobody. Just me, her, and a glass of wine, a bottle of wine and a couple of glasses of us, and shit, we good, man. We don't want to answer the door. We ain't answer no phone. Don't fuck with us.
We got your company.
That's right.
We got
right.
our company. We don't need no outside company. We
that's
we know
that real
we
love
got
right there.
For real.
That's that real love right. That's how I want to be one day. That's how I want to be one day. That's real.
For sure. For sure, man.
And yes, speaking of that, thanks, happy anniversary to your parents.
My parents, yep.
Okay.
So listen, how I know this how because how I know how I keep it. Everybody don't know their
mm-hmm.
parents' anniversary like that, but I know it because
mm-hmm.
my parents had to get married before I was born because my grandmother made my daddy marry my mama before I was born. I was born in May. They got married in February, so my mama was six months pregnant when she got
wow.
married with my daddy with me. So.
Wow.
That's how come I know it. That's how I know it's so tough. That's how I know they 60-year anniversary because I'm finna be 60. When they 60
you
first
hear that,
anniversary, I'm gonna be 61. So
60.
Yeah.
That's how I know it.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's
yeah,
beautiful.
That's cool.
I said, you hear that, King? 60. 60 years of marriage.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
That's serious, right? They don't do that
yeah.
no more. That's serious, man.
Now, don't
man,
give
you'd
me
be lucky
money.
Nowadays if you get 60 years.
Yeah, now don't get me wrong. My
yeah.
daddy was a cold nigga. That nigga was bouncing in and out for at the way back in the beginning. I'm like, damn, where my daddy at? I ain't seen that nigga for 3 days. My mama didn't say, my mama don't say nothing. You know that nigga out there fucking around, boo. But he, as they got older, man, I seen them go through it. You know what I mean? I seen my
but
mama
can,
and my daddy go
thing.
Through it.
That's the
yeah.
thing, though. They
them
back then they stick
through
it. Today
they
can't handle shit now. They can't handle
right.
shit now.
Yeah. Right.
You
now,
are fucking.
You got to boo to him.
You all on Facebook getting exposed, all
yeah,
of that.
It's
you ain't
crazy.
Talk
about her mama, talk about his mama and everything.
Yeah, all that.
Nigga,
cause
he
all
fucked
that.
Up one
all
time.
That.
Nigga
all
can't
that.
Come back to that.
All
you
that.
Can't come back after you
no.
just
can't come back after that. That's what they don't understand.
He,
that's why you can't do shit like that because you can't come
right.
back from that.
Right.
You know?
That's
no.
cool.
Okay.
That's for
it's a
that's
whole
for.
Different ball game now. It's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, yes,
that's
ma'am.
Why I'm
yes,
single
ma'am.
And ain't mingling.
And listen, man, the world is crazy. It ain't just us. I
yeah,
mean,
it
ain't just
it is.
It's the world. Everything that was good is bad now. Everything that was right is wrong now.
Facts.
And that's in the Bible
facts.
Too. When they start,
facts.
Man. So just know
that's
we're in the end time and get your stuff together, man. Please, because I don't. When I get up to the heaven, I want G. Lou, nigga, let's go do the radio
yeah, yeah.
show.
We
Jesus
all gotta meet up. We gotta meet up. Yeah, we gotta meet up.
Come on, we gotta meet up.
Gotta meet
Queen
up.
Jean, come on. Queen Jean, you gotta do the announcements. You know you gotta do the announcements. Jesus
I'm gonna be right there with my
up.
I'm gonna be like right there with my crown on. Right there.
We gotta meet up.
Hey,
because what they say, Jesus is real, right? He is real.
Yes, he is. He's real, man. He is real. Jesus is real.
We gonna do this,
man.
We gonna do this and come right back and set it off.
Let's go.
Finish it off.
Let's go.
Yeah, my Jesus is real, man.
Exactly.
I'm going to tell you what he brought me through. Jesus is real, since people with the grass too. I used to be the dude walking around with the attitude. Now I'm going to keep it real, tell you just what he brought me through. Been shot 5 times and they thought they had got me too. Now I can take you back to my days on Figueroa. When I had him on the streets, man, I had him on the corner. Came up and bought a house and I moved out to Corona. From the package I was slinging all the way to Arizona. Now Jesus is real, he done brought me through it all. And took a couple loss, I done took a couple balls. They even hit the pen, me and mother through them halls. And just to get the towel, had to walk you through the fall. Now I can tell you more, and it's all gonna be real. The only way I'm here is, man, I had to take the deal. Now I can take my time and I can tell you how I feel. My Jesus is the only way I got to keep it real.
Jesus is real, Jesus is real. Attempted suicide, it didn't work. Said it had to be a reason, cause his grace gave me work. I done been on my deathbed, gunshots, couldn't see the devil coming, cause my mind's on rock. On my way to doing life, blew a bag and a murder. Seen the tears in my baby's eyes, she was hurt. So I got on my face and begging God for his favor. I heard the homies laughing, so I prayed with my neighbor. I done enough dirt in the streets, and I don't really wanna deal with the soul. Did I read Ricky Harris said it all one night at the church? Me and Hank both smiled, not knowing it were hurt.
earth. God told a homie on, but I never forget that man. Bless me in the church and the death comedy jam.
Jesus is real. Jesus is real.
I was untouchable, I stayed fitted to get it. Yeah, like Heathcliff Huxtable, cruising down the street in my 6'4". I walked the edge of the razor in pursuit of my dough. I was ruthless, I kept it rocking to the right side. My son had the east, so ain't a thing I won't try. Lifestyle I lived, it led to prison and back. I was feeling persecuted, yeah, like John the Baptist. My mama used to ask me, boy, when you gon' quit it? At the same time praying for me, hoping I get it. My soul was heavy burden, I was short on faith. One night I heard the voice of God and I saw his son's face. Started praying for myself and got strong in the Lord, and now I reap a better harvest, way bigger than before. I wear the armor of the Father, ain't no need for a gun, cause I'm protected by the blood, cause now I'm walking with his son.
Jesus is real.
What's going on?
What's up, Big Hank?
Man, I can't call it.
What's happening with you, homie?
Everything good, man. You remember the testimony night?
Man, that night with Ricky Harris at that church.
Man, that's still on my mind heavy, man.
That blessed me, homie. When I seen y'all pull off, homie, I was just like, man, it just seemed like he's an angel already, man.
Yeah, he was.
God is real.
That's what he did say, God is real.
That's what he did say, God is real. OG Hanks with the Gangsters, the Chi Lu Show. We are live, Queen Jean. OG Hank, y'all.
That's what he did say.
I just posted that on Thursday.
So good. Queen, you know I'm on you. So good.
Gotta remind the people.
Hey, Queen,
gotta
always.
Them that...
Queen, always. Queen, always on here, man. Going hard for you, big bro. Yeah. Hard, dog. Always representing your stuff at the church and what you got going on and everything, man.
I already know. Let me tell you what I know. People that talk good about you when you're not around. That's the motherfuckers you want on your team. When you're not around and somebody say, man, she or he said something good about you, give them the motherfuckers that you want around. It ain't nothing I want to do for Queen Jean. And I tell my wife. My wife knows.
Yeah.
That's my inspiration leader. She been that. As soon as she stepped on that motherfucking show, on the show, I was like, this thing here is, man, something different about her. And so she always did like that.
Yeah.
And for real, G. Lou.
Yeah, Queen be going hard.
I commend you for putting us together, because I wouldn't have met her without you. You know what I mean? So I just want to say that,
absolutely.
And then, and you know, Flossie, and you know what I mean? So I just want
to
say, G. Lou, your show is a family show, bro.
We a family
show. One of my biggest things since I've been home, was that little thing, that little shindig you did in the backyard, somebody's backyard with the G. Lou show.
Yeah,
you heard
the
first shit you did? Man,
right to this day, man, I remember Queen Jean. We had a cold pick, too. We were dressed alike, we didn't even know. We was almost dressed alike. Come on, cuz. So to this day,
I still remember that, man. So that's one of my biggest things, because I've been on, nigga. I was stepping out, nigga, way, and I just came out. So I love you for that, man. And you gave me a platform, man. And I just want to tell you how much I love you, bro. You don't even know.
We still got
one video to do.
Yes, sir.
Still
I'm waiting on it, man. Let me know.
Queen Jean gonna be in the video. My wife's gonna be in the video, and I got one more girl, my homegirl. She gonna be in the video with me, you, and nephew Michael. And we're going to be downtown Long Beach. We're going to walk down that the motherfucking stairs at the, where we took the picture of the Million Men, not the Million Men March, but Black Men Matter. We had a big old thing.
Is that
an
ocean?
Yeah, right down there, right off of Ocean and Pond. It's right off of Ocean and Pond. It's the call. I forgot. Rick them did that. Rick them did a show down there. I forgot what it's called. It's the Long Beach something, man. But we're going to walk down the stairs, and we're going to be holding hands and dancing down the stairs, and we're going to do our thing, man. We're going to get in on one time.
We're
going to
do that. We're going to do that.
And then
I'm going to
hang with that nigga with two. That's it. Right.
There it is.
All right.
There it is.
I love y'all.
Thanks to the gangster, y'all.
Much love. Love you, Queen Norman.
Man, on the G Lou show, where they doing it at, nigga? That's where they doing it at.
Doing it
that's
at.
Up.
And it's done. And it's done. Don't go nowhere, Hank. I'm gonna play one more for you to take us on out of here. But I'm gonna let Queen bless us with her words.
Yes, sir. I'm here, cuz. I'm here.
Okay. Well, look. The word tonight is the secret of a happy life is giving God the first part of your day. The first priority to every decision and the first place in your heart. That just means keep God first. That's basically piggybacking off of what Brother Hank said. You know, we are living the living Bible right now. We are living the living Bible right now. So everybody be safe. Stay kind. Peace, love, light, and Ashe. Love you.
Ashe. Ashe. G. Hank.
All right.
Hank, give us one more word, Hank, and then I'm gonna take us out of here.
Man, I'm gonna go to Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And so what that means is whatever you put in the game, you gonna get out of it, whether it's good or whether it's bad. So what you need to start doing
like
is sowing some good.
Go ahead.
Instead of all that bad. Because you're going to, the seed don't come back right as soon as you do it. It'd be 6 months later. You'd be like, man, why did this happen to me? You'd be like, nigga, because remember what you did back then? you got to get that back. So I promise you, man. And faith, man, faith is, faith is the substance of things hoped for. And the evidence of things not seen. So when you pray for the things that you hope for, because you haven't got it yet, but you pray to God and you know that He's gonna bless you with it later on. That's what faith is. Faith is that praying to Him.
There it is.
Faith is.
Faith is the substance of things. That part, man.
Write that down, y'all. Jot that down. Jot that down. You know.
And the evidence of things not seen, man. That part right there, y'all. I love y'all, man. Yeah.
There it is.
Love you too.
G Hank, Queen Jean, I'm G Lou. I'm going to leave you with this. 7 days without prayer makes one week.
W-E-A-K.
And I'm going to leave you with this. The video coming soon. Hank just told you the video coming soon. We love y'all. We out of here. Till next time.
Man. Yes, something about our way. Yes, sir. Out.
Man, she's so fine.
That's
the one. It's just something about her way.
Pull your hand with that.
Yeah.
Wayne Norman.
I ain't never met nobody like her before.
I never seen
her. Something about her way.
It's something about the way she moves, baby. It's something about
I would love her. First time she gave me a number. I seen her out that night. I'm thinking I get her undercover. She looking like no other. Them others, she's above her. Her eyes so light, her ass was tight. She looking like a stunner. So I told her I could love her. Introduce her to my brother. Since he my little brother, wanna see what he think of her. She fine and shine like summer. Everything about I want her. I take her with me when I go. Ain't never had no drama. So I told her that I love her. Took her to meet my mama. Respect my mama decision. What she say, that's what I honor. She seen I treat my mama and that kind of played on her. And now she see our relationship is getting kind of strong. So now you know I really want her. So I'm acting, put it on her. I want you to be my girl, but now that's only if you want her. It's something about her ways, the way she moved it make me want her. And tonight's night, she's gonna let me beat it how I want her.
It's something about the way she moves, baby.
So fine. visions of you and me in my mind. Love's trying to find me, but I don't want to be found. Every time I go to sleep, I dream about your love, child. I am just a G-child, giving you my best now. I don't like to rap about it, this is just a freestyle. Meanwhile, she smiles, looking at my resume. Finally, she realized she dealing with a heavyweight. In and out of every state, moving like a kingpin. She don't ever see the work, all she see the dividends. See the type of love we in, I'm fucking with her mind again. She don't want nobody else, cause she like the love I give. Who I am, who I be, who are you to question me? I am just a love chef, cooking up the recipe. Baby, let me set you free and bring you in my world. Something about the way that she moves, she that girl.
There's something about the way she moves, baby.
That's right.
It's something about her way.
You ain't never heard me talk about this though, huh?
It's something about the way she moves, baby.
Mosey. Words, love and life both have four letters, but it's two different things all together. Now I've had many women in my day, but just like the wind, they fall blown away. And I admit I got a few issues. A bad boy, you're an angel like Anita Baker. You bring me joy, you stood down with the get down when I'm around. And every time I took a fall, you've been the first to hold me down. You never worry about them side chicks. Pay bills, and when the drama gets a little thick, pull off your heels, you remind me of my mama. My one and only true love, you make me wanna stop banging and praying to God above.
Got a feeling so